sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. After 3 months without anyone winning the Mega Millions jackpot, we have a winner.
Across America, Mega Jackpot.
Good evening, I'm Adrienne Wofford. It's tonight's Mega Millions jackpot.
The winning ticket was sold in Cottonwood, California. If the winner takes their money up front, they get about $550 million before taxes. Why do people keep buying Mega Millions tickets with the odds of winning at one in about 303 million?
I'm always hopeful that one day I'll win, so I keep trying. I know the odds are against me, but who do I have to lose?
Oh, man, it would be like a new life. It would be being born all over again.
Administration officials say they may be forced to make drastic financial moves in a few weeks.
In a letter to Congress, the Treasury Secretary said these extraordinary measures or accounting procedures will need to start as early as January 14th if lawmakers fail to raise the debt ceiling. Raising the debt ceiling allows the federal government to borrow money to pay off the bills for spending Congress already approved. Secretary Yellen says Congress must act to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. The federal debt presently stands at roughly $36 trillion and has grown during both Republican and Democratic administrations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The UN Children's Fund says this year has been one of the worst for children in conflict areas. Here's UNICEF's Joe English.
There are rules that warring parties are supposed to adhere to, which includes ensuring that children are protected, that children are not killed, that children's schools and hospitals are protected, that they're not recruited and used in the fighting. And so all we're asking for is for those rules of war to be respected.
English says more than 473 million people, children that is, live in areas affected by wars, and a record number of them are having their rights violated, either by being killed or injured, or being out of school, missing life-saving vaccines, and being critically malnourished. Sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died after a battle with cancer. CBS Sports HQ host Russ Thaler says Gumbel had quite a career.
Gumbel is most well-known for covering the NFL and college basketball. Along with Phil Simms, he formed CBS's lead NFL announcing team for 6 seasons and called 2 Super Bowls. In 2001, he became the first African-American to do play-by-play for a major sports championship in the United States when he called Super Bowl 35 for CBS.
Gumbel was a play-by-play announcer and studio host, known mostly for his work at CBS Sports. He was 78 years old. Russian security officials say they foiled a plot by Ukraine to kill a high-ranking Russian officer and a pro-Russian war blogger with a bomb hidden in a portable music speaker. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Flyers had a much better chance of getting to their destinations on time this year.
2024 could be the most on-time holiday travel period in recent history. Thanksgiving already was a record setter. Only 0.3% of flights were canceled, and delays were a record low of 1.4% of all flights. For the Thanksgiving week, this was helped in no small part by the FAA opening up military airspace off the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of Mexico. And that allowed air traffic controllers to better space out planes and let them actually fly, as opposed to holding them on the ground waiting for available skyways. This is in stark contrast to the summer of 2024, when nearly 29% of all flights suffered delays. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
Boston's homicide rate is the lowest it's been since the 1950s. There have been just 24 homicides this year in the city. Incidents of gunfire are down 14% this year and 37% over the last 5 years. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy, highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, a few clouds, 37. Chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 44. Partly sunny, 44 again for Monday. Chance of rain and snow Tuesday, highs in the upper 30s. It's 48 at our studios.
I'm Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thing he's found. local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down.
You gotta try.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Be fine.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la,
boyfriends. Becky's gonna save my reputation.
Ella, Ella, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Ella.